InfoWars.com studios. It's the real news with your host, David Knight.
Welcome. We are back on Monday, September the 24th, 2018. More of the lies and spectacles of Washington, D.C. coming up live here in just a couple of moments. It's pretty amazing to see not only the debate between Beto O'Rourke, or as I call him, Robert O'Rourke, because that's his real name. He doesn't even use O'Rourke on the signs around here. It's just Beto, Beto, Beto. It's like, who is this guy? I don't know. I mean, there's a Robert O'Rourke who is running for office, an Irishman who identifies as an Hispanic, and it appears that he's also a gun control coastal liberal trying to identify as a Texan in some of the things that he's saying over the weekend. But I guess it's the witch hunt over Kavanaugh that is really going to be taking center stage, besides some of the revelations that came out late on Friday about Rod Rosenstein. Did he or did he not say that he wanted to wear a wire to take down President Trump? You know, we have Steve Scalise, the guy who was shot by an angry liberal as they were practicing baseball, said even if it's a joke, he should be fired. Looks like President Trump's not going to do it. We're going to talk about that and the revelations that came out with that. I believe that it was not a joke. I don't believe that it was a setup. I believe he was absolutely serious about it, and I'll tell you why in a little bit here. But as I look at this Kavanaugh hearing, little did I think that I would, if I were to read what's going on in a Supreme Court nomination hearing, that it would sound like the private parts of Howard Stern. We're not going to go there. We'll tell you the other part of what is happening. We're going to keep this a family-friendly news program. So we'll tell you what George Soros is doing, what they are planning to do. We'll tell you what Avenatti, the porn lawyer, is planning on doing. He's going to smelling an opportunity here to grab the limelight. So he's also got some plans. We got a lot of news here, but let's start with this comment from Sebastian Gorka, a guy that I absolutely disagree with on foreign policy. I mean, he is a hardcore neocon. But in terms of the vast amount of what's going on in the Trump administration, he said Donald Trump's victory is the revenge of common sense. And I think it stands out all the more as we look at these crazy stories that are surfacing out of Washington this week. He says, after 8 years of the insanity of the Obama administration, when the federal government was telling us that teenage boys could go into girls' locker rooms. Remember that? Where is the Me Too people about that? Oh, well, that's a good thing, isn't it? Isn't it a good thing? And so if you're allowed to let teenage boys go into girls' locker rooms, then why are we upset about what was allegedly done at a drunken fraternity party at Yale? Because that's not nearly as bad as what they want to do. That's what the Obama administration, all these people who are opposing Kavanaugh, want to do with all of our kids. Not even getting them drunk, stone cold sober, and butt naked. He says that's the level of insanity that we're talking about. And that is the level of insanity we're talking about. How can we seriously take this witch hunt to mean what they want it to mean, that they're concerned about women being harassed and so forth, when they are pushing this kind of agenda? And believe me, if Hillary Clinton had been elected, you would have boys in the girls' locker rooms and the showers and so forth. That's exactly what they wanted. That's the brave new world that the Me Too people really want. You know, we were told that we can't take PayPal processing anymore because we had something to say about the perverted agenda of transgenderism on kindergarten kids and so forth. And we criticized Islam. You don't think this is a spiritual war? Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Monday, September 24th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. As I said at the top of the hour, Sebastian Gorka, I think, said it all. Donald Trump's victory is the revenge of common sense. You know, one of the taglines for this program I came up with was actually it was my brother-in-law. Give him credit for that. It was really a good tagline. He said, making sense common again. And that's what we want to do here. We want to make sense common again because we've lost common sense. And that's what Sebastian Gorka said. Donald Trump's victory is the revenge of common sense. And he said, after 8 years of the insanity of the Obama administration, when the federal government was telling us that teenage boys could go into girls' locker rooms, he said, I mean, that's the level of insanity we're talking about. Along comes a man who says, no more. Donald Trump's victory is a revenge of common sense. And we're going to make that comment again. But it's not common right now in Washington, D.C., because as you've got this wing of the government, the deep state, the Democrats, out there bringing out more charges, unsubstantiated. You got a lady who says, well, after 6 days of thinking about this in therapy with my psychiatrist and my lawyers, I've decided that such and such happened. And what she says happened is what Obama and the Democrats would be doing to our daughters on a daily basis in the locker rooms and the shower rooms as a matter of policy. That's the insanity of the Democrats. That's the hypocrisy of the Democrats. And we're going to talk about the nonsense here. It is a witch hunt, but it is the witches who are doing the hunting, and we need to understand what this is really about. There is nothing real about this Kavanaugh hearing. It's absolutely amazing. It's like a Howard Stern show. But, of course, whenever you get the Democrats involved, it's always a Howard Stern show, isn't it? But it's okay if Bill Clinton is doing the Howard Stern act. And they will project that onto other people. One of the things that bothers me most about this is the fact that the Republican establishment did the same thing to Roy Moore and got away with it. Yeah, I understand. Roy Moore toured the Senate after he won the primary. Hadn't won the election. I mean, it would have been pretty a great deal of hubris. Let's just put it that way. To go to Washington after being elected senator and say, I'm going to take down Mitch McConnell. I mean, I supported him in that. I thought that was a great idea. I would have done that, too. But you understand that you're going to get some pushback. But I don't think you do that before you get elected. And it was right after he did that, that there was this orchestrated push to take him out. Same thing that's going on with Mitch McConnell. But I mean, Brett Kavanaugh. But Brett Kavanaugh is an establishment man. He's got ties to the Bushes and the GOP establishment. So they're going to keep him in, I think. But it is a sorry display. And it is the same kind of nonsense. Actually, the charges against Roy Moore were no more substantial. And they disproved those in the court of public opinion. He didn't even get a hearing. At least Kavanaugh is going to get a chance to go on record opposing this. But the same people who are out there defending Kavanaugh attacked Roy Moore and the Republican Party. And the essence of this was the same. He was supposedly some kind of a Me Too guy because he asked an 18-year-old who was working in the mall out for a date, and he was 10 years older than her. So what? Nevertheless, we're going to talk about that. Talk about what's going on in the Obama administration when they wanted to push these teenage boys in the locker rooms. But now he is setting up a monument to himself, kind of like a pharaoh in Chicago. $500,000 city. And guess what? He's going to be able to get a 100-year lease on this land for just $10. A 100-year lease for just $10. That's like 10 cents a year. It's like, brother, can you spare a dime? Or more like, I guess, bro, can you spare a dime? I guess he can, because he's got a lot of dimes. He's got a lot of your dimes. This guy is rolling in your cash. He's got a big entourage that follows him everywhere. He gets a big stipend. And he's got a library where there's going to be no books. No books. Well, that's in keeping, because we had a president who had no background records whatsoever, so why would he have any books in his library or any documents on his background either? You're not going to see the birth certificate there. I would love to see an exhibit next door where somebody takes the birth certificate that they put out and explodes it into physical layers, just like to show you what the different Photoshop layers were. And then you could also highlight the anachronisms in the document itself. Anyway, we have the gun ownership rights are not as safe as many think. And, of course, if we look at the debate with Ted Cruz and Beto, let's play a little clip of Beto saying that he actually does support gun rights. Video clip number 10.
Clinton wants justices who would overturn that. And let me tell you the position of the dissenters. The dissenters in Heller said that no individual, no American whatsoever, has any right to keep and bear arms whatsoever. That's a radical position. It's an extreme position. And that's what Congressman O'Rourke wants to see the Supreme Court doing, writing the Second Amendment out of the Bill of Rights.
That's not true.
And we are moving on here.
I support the Second Amendment.
In what way, in what respect, and name one judge you've ever supported who would actually
understand how the House and the Senate work, but it's your job in the Senate to decide if you're going to support or not support a given nominee.
Did you endorse Hillary Clinton?
Not in the House.
Did you endorse Hillary Clinton?
That has nothing to do with
it. Does, because Hillary promised every justice
not.
She would appoint
Absolutely
would vote
not.
To overturn Hillary.
Yeah, okay. So how does he support the Second Amendment? Yeah, I had an article last week about a farmer who says, I always vote Republican and so forth. I'm going to vote for Beto, the trans-Hispanic guy, the Irishman who identifies as Hispanic. I'm going to support him because I think guns have just become too dangerous. And I think we do need to ban AR-15s after that shooting at the Texas church. And, of course, he doesn't know, I guess, because maybe he's getting his news from CNN. But that farmer doesn't know that the guy who stopped him had an AR-15. Why would you take the AR-15 away from the hero who stopped the killer? That's the idiocy of this. And there was an article on Zero Hedge from the Mises Institute. And they say, gun ownership rights aren't as safe as you may think. You may think, we got the Second Amendment. We got President Trump in, and we've got a thin, but we do have a Republican majority here, so we're good. They said, at first glance, gun confiscation doesn't appear to be feasible because, you got the Second Amendment, you got 400 million guns in circulation and so forth. How are they going to confiscate all this stuff? And it said it also helps that we've got different gun rules in different states. So if you have a state where they're very unfriendly to your God-given ability to defend yourself, which is what the Second Amendment is about protecting, not giving you that right, but protecting that right from being taken away, then you might think you're pretty good shape. But the reality is this, as he points out, the thing that really underscores the Second Amendment was the fact that it was about a decentralized militia being our real defense, not only against foreign invasion, but against a federal government. That has basically been gutted, that idea. As a matter of fact, I've had that discussion with many bright young high school students who used to work for me. Salutatorian came in. He was absolutely convinced that the National Guard was the militia and so forth. That's what they are teaching. So if they think that, then we are already on dangerous territory. And if they think that they can regulate this stuff bit by bit, there's this quote from Mises himself in his book, Bureaucracy. He said, "The worst law is better than bureaucratic tyranny." And that's exactly what we have. If you want to take away these guns one by one, you're gradually changing rights into privileges.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients: Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health drinks on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
1 of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
the Pussy Hat Trial. That's what we should call this. The Kavanaugh. It's not the Kavanaugh confirmation. It's the Pussy Hat Trial. We've got some new revelations here. There's some new accusations that might seriously affect the Supreme Court. Let's roll that tape.
Good to be here. Thanks for coming out. I thought I was going to be late. Did y'all hear the latest late-breaking news from the Kavanaugh hearings?
Yes.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg came out that she was groped by Abraham Lincoln.
Darth Bader Ginsburg. Groped by Abraham Lincoln. Was it in the Lincoln bedroom? That's what I want to know. And so we have not only that, and we'll give you the latest update on this and what people are saying about it. We're not going to give you the actual details of this. You'll have to listen to the Howard Stern program for that. I'm sure they'll be happy to go into the details of that for you. But I think it's interesting to see the Soros connection yet again. Fingerprints all over this. As Zero Hedge points out, hordes of bust-in protesters are preparing for D.C. disruption ahead of the Kavanaugh confirmation. And we've got a couple reporters. We've got Paul Sperry, and Jack Posobiec. Jack actually snuck into their meetings and has their three scenarios. I'll give them to you in just a moment. First, Paul Sperry said protesters from several radical left-wing activist groups, including the Center for Popular Democracy, the Women's March, Indivisible, MoveOn.org, and Housing Works are being bussed into D.C. to march on the Senate this coming week and disrupt any votes on Kavanaugh. And, of course, as we have seen before, they are going to be there handing out cash to pay for jail bail and also for legal fees and transportation and maybe a little bit extra on the side. Who knows? You know, here's a little bit for your trouble. Paid for by these leftist groups. All funded by George Soros, desperate to try to stop a conservative judge. And this is the way the guy rolls, with buses of protesters, paid protesters. And then Jack Posobiec tweets out, so guess who snuck into the conference call for organizing against Kavanaugh on Monday and got their entire protest plans? And he tweets them out. And he says, there's three different scenarios. Scenario number one. Crash Monday, or whenever they're going to have the vote, with loud chanting at the Hart hearing room, intimidate senators, and do not respect the vote on Monday. It's a pivotal day, and so forth. Scenario number two is to show up and take a stand at the Hart for Ford Kavanaugh hearing. Scenario number three, in which there is no voting or no hearings, because it's going to be delayed yet again, and we'll talk to you about what's going on with that. Chant outside the offices. Tell your stories loudly and fiercely. And then this. Women wear white shorts stained with blood, quote unquote, something that looks like blood, and coat hangers. And in parentheses, just so you understand, underground abortions. Now, the leaders that were talking about these three scenarios, according to Jack Posobiec, said they were worried that they had too many female protesters and they need to recruit more men. And then they said something about 65 men. And civil disobedience. I don't know if they're looking for men over 65. Not quite there yet, but hey, I'll go to your underground meetings and tell people what you want to do. They expressly stated that they are targeting Senator Flake. And they ended the conference call with a chance of, we will win, we will win. So that's what's happening. It's George Soros and others. We've got Kavanaugh's accuser has just hired Andy McCabe's lawyer, reported by Daily Caller. Christine Blasey Ford has added Michael Bromwich, a former federal prosecutor and DOJ inspector general under the Clinton administration. I guess he wasn't too interested in investigating Bill Clinton's accusations, just like Hillary Clinton wasn't interested in investigating that. This guy, Michael Bromwich, who is now defending the honor of Me Too women, wasn't too interested in defending the honor of women that were violently sexually assaulted by Bill Clinton and raped by Bill Clinton. But he's been added to the legal team. Of course, he's also defending McCabe. He's been added to Ford's legal team. Politico reported that Democratic public relations guru Ricky Sideman will advise Blasey Ford in the coming days. While CNN revealed her lead attorneys organized a fundraiser for Wisconsin Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin, but they canceled it following media inquiries. You know, because it's not too good to look too partisan in this if you are trying to make a case for this. And then we get Avenatti, the porn lawyer. He wants to get on this train. He accuses Kavanaugh of gang rapes at multiple D.C. house parties and running a train on drunken co-eds. You know, we always Avenatti to ramp this whole thing up. We are aware, he says, of significant evidence of multiple house parties in Washington, D.C. during the early 1980s, during which Brett Kavanaugh, Mark Judge, and others would participate in the targeting of women with alcohol and drugs in order to allow a train of men to subsequently gang rape them. Really? Wow. You would think that that might make the news, or you might think that somebody would have filed a criminal complaint against that. That's a very serious charge. But it's not being brought by a very serious lawyer. Does anybody take that guy seriously? Michael Avenatti? I mean, I put it out there just because it's being reported. But again, like I said before, this is a witch hunt, but it is the witches who are doing the hunting. So the New Yorker comes out. This is a story by Ronan Farrow, the Me Too boy. Seems to be what he is majoring in. And, of course, I think he did the world a service by exposing Harvey Weinstein and what is going on in Hollywood, although everybody knows about the casting couch. It's legendary. But it is good to put a name to it and several names to it. But this is a guy apparently who grew up in a family that was perverted even by Hollywood standards as things are coming out about his family. So it is a sore point with him. And they are eager to believe any allegations of anyone. So this is a very long article that came out over the weekend from The New Yorker naming a new accuser who makes accusations against Kavanaugh going back to freshman year at Yale University, 1983 to 84. Her name is Deborah Ramirez. She's now 53. She went to Yale with Kavanaugh. She studied sociology and psychology, and she spent years working for an organization that supports victims of domestic violence. But here's the kicker. After 6 days, I'm quoting from The New Yorker here, from Ronan Farrow. After 6 days of carefully assessing her memories and consulting with her attorney, she now remembers exactly what happened. Seriously. After 6 days of consulting with her attorney and carefully assessing and reworking her memories, she now is confident about her recollections to say that she remembers Kavanaugh exposed himself at a drunken dormitory party. He says this did not happen. It is a smear, plain and simple. And again, I want to ask exactly how does this exposure differ from the exposure that was being pushed by Obama and Hillary Clinton and all the Democrats when they wanted all the teen boys to do this to all the teen girls in the showers, in the dressing rooms, in the schools? That was what they were pushing for. What's the matter? I mean, he was just ahead of their agenda, if that was true. I don't think it's true. And we'll tell you why when we come back. And we're also going to tell you how Senator Grassley is getting mowed down by these people. They are just, it's unbelievable how they're having their way with him.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week, and so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2, and we've got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off right now. Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to say something about the process and what has been lost in this. As I've said, I think one of the best things that could come out of this show trial that's going on here is to have the Supreme Court justice understand the importance of due process, because we don't honor that anymore in this country. When we have things like civil asset forfeiture, where people's property is being confiscated, and that's being pushed by the federal government more than anything, even as you have local jurisdictions coming back and saying, we don't want you taking people's homes, their cars, other possessions, cash, whatever they happen to have on, shaking them down like highway robbers, never convicting them, not even ever charging them with a crime, just doing this under the pretense of you're fighting the war on drugs, but we're not giving anybody any due process. How is that any different than these Me Too accusations against all these different men who are instantly judged to be guilty? You're just going to take away your name, we're going to take away your career, your reputation, just like that. Well, we've got a government that for decades has been doing that to people's personal possessions, and that was started by Republicans, who you would think would respect private property rights, but no, they don't. And then take a look at your children. The same thing happens to children and families all over this country, with CPS coming in, and just on mere allegations, seizing children from the parents. That's even worse than taking your property. even worse. And that is being supported everywhere. So, yeah, let's talk about this Me Too abuse. And let's recover the understanding that you should be assumed innocent until proven guilty. Everything that is coming out of this trial, and we've got a clip here of Alan Dershowitz talking about this as well. We need to understand the importance of why we have the presumption of innocence. Why, in a hearing, you have people that bring accusations against you, and they do that first. They do that first, Christine Ford, not somebody coming out and trying to defend themselves against charges that haven't been made yet. Oh, you go first, Kavanaugh, she says. No, no, no. You are the accuser. You lay out your case, and then let him defend himself. Let him confront you face to face. You're to be allowed to confront your accusers, to bring witnesses in your defense, to know what the charges against you are. That's why the accusers go first. And we have a presumption of innocence that we have lost because of the war on drugs, that we have lost because of things like an out-of-control bureaucracy, at its worst, with child protective services. So let's recover these foundations of a liberal society. And I mean that in the sense that it was originally used. A society that was concerned about liberty. That's what a liberal society used to mean. It used to mean that liberals wanted liberty. Now it's just a phony term that they have stolen, like so many others. Here's another example. Pro-Trump CNN political commentator Jason Miller announced over the weekend he's going to step away from CNN because he was accused of slipping an abortion pill to a former lover without her knowledge. He says, I've decided to step away from my role as political commentator at CNN to focus on clearing my name and fighting the false and defamatory accusations that have been made against me. He said this on Twitter. He said, to be clear, none of this in any way is true, but that doesn't matter in the current court of public opinion, where fraudulent statements and a lack of factual support rule the day as long as they fit into a tweet. So how do you do that? Somebody can just tweet out an accusation against you and you're guilty. How do you get that back? See, people immediately assume, just like we had the Hawaiian senator say, shut up, men. You don't get a lawyer, as to paraphrase Lindsey Graham, right? When he's talking about arresting somebody accused of terrorism. Shut up. You don't get a lawyer. Well, we said that was okay to go after terrorists. We said that was okay if we were supposedly fighting a war on drugs. And now that is okay if you've got feminists who are fighting men. Shut up. You don't get a lawyer. You don't get a presumption of innocence. Now, as I said in the last segment, the takeaway from this long article on The New Yorker, to me, this says everything. This one sentence. After 6 days of carefully assessing her memories and consulting with her attorney, Ramirez now says she feels confident in her recollections. I don't know how people put this up with a straight face. Deborah Ramirez admits significant gaps in her memories. Those are her words. Quote unquote, significant gaps in her memories. But okay, it's okay. The lawyers will fill in the gaps. And if she meditates on this for 6 days, along with how much she hates Trump and anybody that Trump appoints, then those gaps will be filled in by the lawyers and by her hatred. As Breitbart points out, her allegations come after 6 days of consulting with a Democrat lawyer. Other persons she claims are at the party deny her account. And even her college best friend admits, quote, I never heard of it. That's okay. She deserves to be believed and heard, unlike all of the women who were accusing Bill Clinton. One of the male classmates who Ramirez said egged on Kavanaugh denied any memory of the party, says the New Yorker. I don't think Brett would flash himself to Debbie, or to anyone for that matter, he said. A second person, she claimed was an eyewitness, said, I have no recollection. And let me, I'm not going to go into this because, again, this is not the Howard Stern show. I'll leave that to the Democrats. But if what she described were to happen, I think everybody would remember that. And I don't think she'd have to think about it for 6 days. And I think that there would have been a lot of talk about that as well. Maybe even at Yale. Maybe not at all the different high school dressing rooms and showers that Obama would like to have this same thing happen. Maybe not. So we have four Yale graduates who are friends with both Kavanaugh and Ramirez said with confidence if the episode had ever occurred, they would have seen or heard about it. And we did not. Yeah, absolutely. I would think that you would hear about that. Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson says on WND, he says, I do not just simply believe women because they are women. He says, number one, let's get a little bit of background here and understand that these Democrats love abortion. And I just read for you what one of those scenarios were that Jack Posobiec, who got into the meeting, said, well, one of these are going to show up in white shorts and put red, quote unquote, blood on the shorts and carry coat hangers, showing what they are really concerned about. And he says, and I was really surprised when I saw it. It's been 3 years since we had the Center of for Medical Progress doing the undercover video showing Planned Parenthood conspiring to trade in body parts for profit. That was 3 years ago. How much has changed? Nothing. Nothing. Why? It's not, I don't think, because as Jesse Lee Peterson says, Republicans are too weak and cowardly. No, I don't think that's the case. I think the establishment Republicans, especially the Bush family, have long ties. I know they have long ties that evidently Peterson is not aware of. He said America's largest abortion bill originally pushed birth control and sterilization for blacks and poor people that they called human weeds. And it was pushed by the eugenicist founder, Margaret Sanger. Well, it was Prescott Bush who was the first treasurer there, put his name on the letterhead with Margaret Sanger. And let's understand that as Jeb Bush was rolling back some of the spending of the state of Florida in support of abortion, that he was making with his foundations that he set on, he was making contributions for the purpose of abortion. But Jesse Lee Peterson goes on to talk about how shameless they've become, shouting your abortion, God bless abortions, says Michelle Wolf, the comedian. And he goes, and then there's the radical attack on all men, because feminists hate all men. And he said, there's a radical feminist campaign to force everyone to believe women over men. And Jesse Peterson says, it's okay to be a man. It's okay to say, I don't believe her. And it's okay to say, let's see the evidence.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block.
we have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to get into the actual charges and the idea that we ought to have a due process that includes presumption of innocence, not presumption of guilt. But of course, that presumption of guilt is also part of the Democrats' identity politics, because some people are presumed to be guilty and other people can never be guilty. No matter what they do, no matter what evidence comes forward, no matter how many accusers come out, no matter how strong their evidence, and I'm talking about people like Bill and Hillary, for example, and those who stand with them, they will never be found guilty. For the rest of us, if we are male or we are white or whatever, we're going to be presumed guilty. So we just need to shut up, as the Hawaiian senator said. They need to tell her aloha. Not hello, but the goodbye part of that. Before we get into it, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's the way that we fund this program, and we have a special just for the listeners of this program. You can get 15% off of our large gravity feed water filtration system from ProPure, the ProPure King water filtration system. Save 15%. Just use the code REALNEWS at checkout, and you can save 15% off of that filter. As you've seen, the hurricane events in Florida, not in Florida this time, but in North Carolina, who knows where it's going to be next? And who knows what kind of a natural disaster you're going to have, or a man-made disaster, or whether you're going to find out at some point down the road that there was some kind of unintentional spill into your water supply, or something that was put there deliberately, or lead that was occurred in the water supply out of neglect. You don't want to find out these things later, and you don't want to have a situation after your power goes out. You don't have any way to filter your water. So be proactive. Take advantage of the special. Again, you can get 15% off our large ProPure King water filtration system. Just use the code REALNEWS. A couple of other specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off of Super Male, Super Female Vitality. Both of those are 50% off. We have 50% off of Bod Ease. That's our popular turmeric formula. It has a lot of other natural ingredients in there that help your body to assimilate the turmeric. And, of course, turmeric is well known as being a very effective, natural, and safe way to fight inflammation. which is characteristic of many, many chronic diseases. Again, you can get bodies at 50% off. Just take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Presumed guilty, says the Wall Street Journal. The new liberal standard. They say liberals have abandoned the entire notion of due process and the burden of proof in order to fit a political agenda. Well, yeah, that's fine. They absolutely have. And I agree with the Wall Street Journal. But let's not say that this is simply a liberal problem. This is a conservative and liberal problem. This is an establishment problem. This is a federal government problem. Or I think a better way to refer to this federal government is as a feral government. It is no longer domesticated. It is no longer under our control. It is like a wild pack of dogs doing whatever it wishes. The federal government has become feral. And a good example of this is not just when it comes after an establishment beloved Supreme Court nominee. As I said before, look at what they did to Roy Moore that the establishment did not love. And again, I believe that that was something that was directed by Mitch McConnell and the Republicans in coordination with the Democrats, who also did not want him in there. Neither branch wanted Roy Moore in Washington. But it also applies to our individual lives. It's not just the big, powerful political parties, and it's not just that one side is using it against another, or both sides using it against an outsider. As I said before, they have jettisoned the presumption of innocence when it comes to civil asset forfeiture. As a matter of fact, they call it civil because you don't ever get any of the protections that are due you for committing a crime. They don't ever accuse you of committing a crime. They just steal your property and you have to sue them in court to get your property back. That's hard to do. That's why most of the people who lose their property, the people who are victimized by this the most, are the poor and the middle class who can't afford the time or the legal expenses to try to sue the government to get back their house or their car or their cash. And it is shameful that we have tolerated this in the name of war on drugs. And it is even more shameful that we allow this to happen to parents over and over again across our society. So, yeah, I understand that this is a problem. And maybe when it starts to happen to the rich and powerful and politically connected, then maybe Kavanaugh would be a better Supreme Court justice because of the injustices that have been committed against him and this presumption of guilt. But we need to change things as they affect us on our level. That's what we really need to be demanding a change for. We need to all have the presumption of innocence, not just people who are politically connected. Alan Dershowitz had this to say. Let's run video six.
Every civil libertarian in the country, liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, led by the American Civil Liberties Union, should be outraged at this demand. It is so un-American. You're the accuser. You get on the witness stand, you testify, you make your accusation, you get cross-examined, then the accused responds. It turns the entire legal system on its head. It is insane to ask an accused person to deny the accusation before he has heard the accusation being made and cross-examined. Sure, the FBI should continue its background check. They should also call everybody else who may have been at this party. All of that is true, but the idea that he goes first, I want to hear from the American Civil Liberties Union. Where are they? This is the most fundamental denial of due process.
That's right. And it is a fundamental denial of due process if you don't ever get a chance to defend yourself. That's what's happening with civil asset forfeiture. That's what's happening with the CPS. Bureaucrats coming in over and over again. Taking away children from parents. You have to then try to sue them and take legal action after the fact. You need to have people have a presumption of innocence, need to be heard, and then if they are found guilty, then and only then do you take action. That should be something that everybody agrees to, regardless of whether or not you think this failed nearly 50-year-old war on drugs is something that ought to be continued. It hasn't done anything to reduce drug use, so maybe we ought to try a different strategy. But we certainly shouldn't give up our right to due process And at least he's going to have a chance to be heard, which is more than I can say of the people that have suffered having their property and children taken without ever being accused of a crime formally. She denied it to Bill's victims, says Juanita Broderick. Again, coming out after Hillary Clinton saying, well, she deserves due process, not Brett Kavanaugh, because due process, as Alan Dershowitz said, means that the accuser goes first and then you answer those charges, not the other way around. But they always love to turn everything on its head, just like they did the FISA court. FISA court, which is supposed to prevent the CIA and the NSA and the FBI from spying on Americans, and then they use that to spy on Americans, on interesting people, as Michael Hayden said. Not on bad people. This is not about guilt, he said. Yeah, see, the government and our legal system and our law enforcement and our surveillance state, none of that is about guilt. As Michael Hayden has pointed out, I've played that over and over again. I play it almost every other day for you. This is not about guilt, he said. This is not about bad people. This is about interesting people. And you need to understand that this show trial here is about interesting politics. But we're not talking about the politics. They make it about something else. Juanita Broderick said that Hillary Clinton was asking for things that she denied the victims of her husband. She recalled again, as she's done many times before, how Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State, failed presidential candidate, met her a short time after the alleged rape. And Juanita Broderick said, Hillary Clinton grabbed a hold of my arm, and she says with this very angry look on her face, do you understand everything that you do? At that moment, said Juanita Broderick, I felt she knew about the alleged rape, and she was telling me to keep quiet. And they have kept quiet. And the people like Anita Hill, everybody talking about, oh, yeah, it's going to be like another Anita Hill. Why? Because there's no witnesses to any of this stuff. There's no corroborating witnesses to any of it. It's just that he said, she said. And it goes back way longer than the allegations from Anita Hill against Clarence Thomas. But it absolutely is what Juanita Broderick was saying Hillary Clinton ignored. And Anita Hill, who was coming after Clarence Thomas in just a couple of years' time, actually 7 years' time, she was out there defending Bill Clinton, defending him for violent sexual assault and rape, when she tried to stop Clarence Thomas for alleged comments that he made, not even any actions that he did. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. once common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, as we look at this double standard, we have the newest accuser coming out and saying that she spent 6 days reworking her memories and talking to her lawyers, and now she's certain of what happened 30-some-odd years ago. And we had the first accuser, Christine Ford, come out and say that she didn't recall the specific date. She didn't recall the specific location. She didn't recall the specific house. She said she believes it was in the summer of 82 because she remembers, she thinks, that she was wearing a bathing suit. And now we've had Kavanaugh come out and say, I've got calendars, my personal calendars, calendars from the summer of 1982. He's going to hand them over to the Senate Judiciary Committee. He said they don't show any party that was consistent with the description. They said the calendar pages from June, July, and August of 82, which were examined by the New York Times, show that Judge Kavanaugh was out of town much of the summer at the beach or away with his parents. When he was at home, the calendars list his basketball games, his movie outings, his football workouts, and college interviews. And I'm looking at this and thinking, okay, this is a guy, freshman in college, and he's got a detailed calendar more so than I do as an adult. Maybe he should be on the Supreme Court. I don't know. This is a guy who's manic about keeping records or whatever. Anyway, a few parties are mentioned, but they don't include the names of friends other than those identified by Dr. Blasey. But it doesn't matter because it doesn't matter if you have any evidence. There is a double standard that we have here. And, of course, one of the things is we showed some of the purported pages from the yearbook at the high school that Christine Ford was attending at the time, showing a wild party atmosphere. And I said, oh, this is... Two things about that really struck me as strange, assuming that those pages are genuine. One of them is that all of her yearbooks would be scrubbed off of the internet. And the second one was, how in the world would you ever have this kind of information be allowed in a yearbook? Usually you've got some adult supervision that helps these kids get their yearbooks published. What adults would allow them to talk about underage drinking and wild sex parties and so forth, and have the kind of pictures that were in that yearbook? So we now have True Pundit saying they're going to put out all of her high school yearbooks. They have found them, even though they have been scrubbed from the internet. So we'll see. We will release Ford's yearbooks, says Mike Moore of True Pundit. He said, we have some already in-house, and we're working on obtaining more. And these are all unedited, raw, just like they were published in the 1980s. There is some crazy stuff in these yearbooks, he said. No wonder they vanished. But the yearbooks of Judge Kavanaugh did not vanish. And they're all out there. So people are going through these in detail, especially the people at CNN. Let's play a little bit of their sensational report about the yearbooks of Judge Kavanaugh.
Georgetown Prep student said it was so important to get this yearbook out to the public.
But not hers.
The person who contacted me wanted to make sure that all information is available to the American people. It's not meant as an indictment or an attack against Judge Kavanaugh or the person who was accusing him. The only interest is in making sure that the American people have all information as well as their representatives on Capitol Hill so that they can make a fully informed decision on such a critical lifetime appointment to the United States Supreme Court.
So this anonymous Georgetown prep student trying to get the yearbook out there, trying to disclose as much information as possible in advance, Jim, of this possible hearing that we might see if it goes forward on Monday. I bet there'll be a lot of questions about it.
And speaking of questions, Christine Blasey Ford, she claims that Kavanaugh's friend Mark Judge was in the room at the time of this alleged assault and might also be called to testify. His yearbook entries are equally interesting. He said a lot of things over the years. He's written a lot of things over the years. But what can you tell us about what he said in the
other side of this. But isn't that interesting? We've now got an anonymous source who's going to put out Judge Kavanaugh's yearbooks, but the accuser's yearbooks at her school have all disappeared, except for some fragments that we showed you last week. And people are looking for those. But isn't that interesting? We've got an anonymous person who just wants the truth to come out about Judge Kavanaugh. Not so much about Christine Ford. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the ProPure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As I just played at the top of the hour, a clip from CNN, they said that they had an anonymous source had come forward with a yearbook from Georgetown Prep, which is where Kavanaugh went to high school, and they said there's a goal of drinking 100 beer kegs by the end of the senior year, a party with a stripper, a student falling through ceilings at house parties, and so forth. And again, you look at this and you say, well, you know, one of the questions that I had about the authenticity of the information that was put on that the Cult of the First, it was a blog that had never appeared before, and they had one entry, and it was to show these yearbook pages from the school that the accuser went to, Christine Ford. At the time, I guess she was Christine Blasey. And it was a wild party atmosphere. High school students talking about how they were having one drinking party after the other. Strippers and so forth. The same thing, apparently, at this elite school. I guess this is the way, the rich and powerful raise their kids. I don't get it. That was one of my questions, is like, could this really happen? I mean, did you really have high schools where the yearbooks had this kind of content? Well, apparently they do. But we're not allowed to see her yearbook, although people are supposedly going to be releasing that. We'll see what happens with that. Nevertheless, neither of these things does anything to help her story, in my opinion. Yet we have Senator Grassley, continually mowed down by the Democrats, and even admitting it himself. Grassley tweeted this out. He said, 5 times now, we've granted extension for Dr. Ford to decide if she wants to proceed with her desire, stated 1 week ago that she wants to tell Senate her story. Dr. Ford, if you change your mind, say so, so we can move on. I want to hear your testimony. Come to us, or we'll just have to move on. And then he goes on later, as he's putting this out on Twitter, he says, with all the extensions we give Dr. Ford to decide if she still wants to testify to the Senate, I feel like I'm playing second trombone in the judiciary orchestra, and Schumer is the conductor. Yeah, you are being played, Grassley. You're being played like a violin, not like a trombone, but it is a slippery slope that we are on, a slide trombone in terms of getting rid of the assumption of innocence, allowing the person that is accused to testify after they have been accused, all that stuff that they're playing around with. And so now they're going to this next Thursday. So that'll be 2 weeks that they have delayed. And they may be able to pull out some more allegations, because if you don't have to prove anything, you can just keep pulling out allegations and individuals out of the thin air. And they can parade these out one at a time. That's really the only difference between what they're doing to Brett Kavanaugh and what they did to Roy Moore. With Roy Moore, they put out a barrage of unsubstantiated, and many of them not even serious, allegations. Oh, well, you know, he was 10 years older than this 18-year-old girl when she was working in the mall and he asked her out for a date. Oh, that was creepy. Well, so what? That was nothing. There was one allegation that was substantial, if true. And yet there was no proof of that. But they brought out all of those accusers at once to give it weight. And because they had the election coming up. So they did it right before the election, and they did it all at once. Now, with this, they don't want to have an election. They don't want to have a vote on Kavanaugh. So there is this drip, drip, drip of sequential accusations. And Grassley can't see this? He knows that he's being played. I guess he's had a lot of people tell him he's being played. But he's not doing anything to stop it. As The Hill points out, Grassley said the Democrats withheld information on this new Kavanaugh allegation. Chuck Grassley on Sunday night said the panel will attempt to evaluate new allegations of sexual assault regarding Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. So after he got played by Christine Ford, saying, well, I don't know, no, it's just not enough time. You know, I've had 35 years and I've just brought this up, but, you know, 6 days to come in and talk about this, that's just putting too much pressure on me. I can't do it in 6 days. You have to give me 2 weeks to do this. All right, we'll give you 2 weeks, whatever. And now they were hiding yet another because, remember, Feinstein had this information about Ford for weeks before this came up. They knew that he was the nominee for a long time before that. And they were the ones, their first tactic, talk about hypocrisy, their first tactic was, whoa, we haven't had enough time to look through all of his records, so we can't have this vote. And then they had this information that they withheld until after that. And now we've got even more information withheld even after that. He said yet again, Senate Democrats actively withheld information from the rest of the committee only to drop the information at a politically opportune moment. Aw, shucks. We're just going to let them do whatever they want to. No, it's really, Schumer is really what's happening here. Now let's talk about what's happening on social media. Because this is something that has international implications. And there's a lot of people talking about, what do we do with this? You know, do we have legislation? Got a lot of people who are conservative saying, oh, no, we shouldn't have that. President Trump is now talking about a committee, released this over the weekend. We're going to take a look at antitrust regulations on this. And I'm not so sure that that's the way to go. Because I'm not so sure that antitrust has ever worked against anybody. We've seen it. The two biggest antitrust cases are Standard Oil and AT&T. Do you think they really worked in either of those cases? Of course, you know, we broke up AT&T and all the baby bells and so forth. And yet, 2 months after the Snowden leaks, when they were concerned about damage control, Obama called in the CEOs of three companies. Called in Tim Cook of Apple. He called in the vice president at Google, and he called in the CEO of AT&T. Do you really think that the breakup of AT&T broke up their market power, broke up their political power? I don't think so. And I don't think it had any effect. I know it didn't have any effect with Standard Oil. They found ways to get around it. They broke them up into multiple oil companies, but then you had the interlocking directories where they had the same people that had been running the one corporation sitting on the board of directors of the other corporations. Oh, of course, there was no collusion whatsoever, right? Just like there was no collusion in terms of taking down Alex Jones and InfoWars off of social media. I don't think that antitrust is going to get us there, number one. Number two, even if it did, it would be too slow, and it would be too easy to undo it in the long run. So it'd be too slow in the short term and too easy to undo in the long term. I think the real answer, and I don't hear anybody talking about this. I have this story, and let's say, what was the date on this? This is a story from Breitbart, going back to September the 5th. So here we are, 20 days later, 3 weeks later, the story from Breitbart, and I don't hear anybody talking about this, and I think this is the solution. This is an article written on Breitbart. Jack Dorsey says that Twitter is a public square more than five times. And this article was written by Alan Bakari, a senior tech correspondent at Breitbart. And he got this exactly right because he said, this is the key. I think this is absolutely the key. Because, folks, we don't want more phony regulation out of Washington. If you look at what happens in bureaucracies, if you look at what's going on with the opioid epidemic, for example, there's a thing called regulatory capture. And that means that the really big companies, the politically connected companies, the ones that pass out all the big campaign donations, they don't get regulated. They have captured the regulators. They own the bureaucrats, and they are not going to be regulated. And you can see this happening with the opioid epidemic. The most recent example. But there are many, many others. I don't think that that's going to work. I think what you have to do is you have to say this is going to be an open public square. And Jack Dorsey said that more than five times in his hearing. He called it a public square. He called it a digital public square. And there is a Supreme Court decision going back to 1946, Marsh versus Alabama. A Jehovah's Witness wanted to pass out information. And the company that owned the streets, owned that entire town, said you can't do it. It's private property. We own it. And the Supreme Court said, even if you own it, if it is public square, because you own everything that is a public square, you can't drive her off. That is the model. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Latest high-profile censorship on Twitter was James Woods over the weekend. Again, James Woods has about 1.7 million followers on Twitter. Very outspoken as a conservative, and they put him into timeout. They gave him a suspension from Twitter. Why? Because he posted a two-month-old meme. It was satirical. And he put it out with a comment. And so they shut him down. And I just want you to take a look at this meme and how silly this is. It's got some beta males, I guess we could call them millennials. We're making a women's vote worth more by staying home. Hashtag let women decide. Hashtag no men midterm. Democrats, change that matters. So it's a satire. And he says, pretty scary that there's a distinct possibility that this could be real. Not likely, but in this day and age of absolute liberal insanity, it is at least possible. In other words, maybe these really are Democrats telling men to stay home and let women decide, because that's essentially what the Hawaiian Democrat senator said. She said, men, you just need to shut up. Just stay home. We'll decide. You know, we can run this thing. We don't need you. We don't need men. They say that over and over again. And so Twitter shut him down, and they said this, quote, text and imagery that has the potential to be misleading in a way that could impact an election. So in other words, Twitter thinks that the millennial Democrats, the male millennial Democrats, will look at this and say, yeah, I guess we really should stay home and let the women decide. No men midterm. So they actually think that that the Democrat men are that. And maybe they are, because who would know this better than the liberal progressive beta males at Twitter, whether or not they would take that seriously. I guess they do take that seriously. I guess they do think that the women should just, we should just have one election where only women can vote, because that would fix everything in this country, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that fix everything, according to them? And they went on to say, they quoted him when Alex Jones was shut down. They quoted James Wood saying, I've never read Alex Jones nor watched any of his video presence on the internet. A friend told me he was an extremist. Believe me, that I know nothing about him. That said, I think banning him from the internet is a slippery slope. This is the beginning of real fascism. Trust me. And I think it's kind of interesting. My wife showed me a meme that was circulating around, and it said, all these people who say that Alex Jones is an extremist, all these people who want to ban Alex Jones, have they ever seen even three of his broadcasts, let's say? Have you seen three? You've only seen carefully clipped and curated sound bites that have been taken out of context, if you've even seen that. Most people haven't even seen that. Most people just get a nutshell summary from CNN telling everybody how bad and how extremist Alex Jones is. Well, at least James Woods has said, well, I don't know. I've been told that, but I haven't seen it. So I'm going to make up my own mind. But he doesn't, you know, he hasn't looked at anything. It's going to be pretty hard for him to find some of this stuff now, right? They've made sure of that. And that is the slippery slope. And so I think it's a good thing that we saw over the weekend. The White House said they are considering an antitrust investigation into online platform bias. Well, that's good, but there's a couple of problems with this that I see. Number one, they're drafting a proposed executive order for the president. Well, that's good. I'm glad that he understands that this is a problem. That is a big, big, important first step. And I'm glad that he's doing something about it. My concern is the fact that this is focusing on bias. Focusing on bias. That is a subjective term. How are we going to prove that they're biased? You know, we've had this argument going back and forth from the very beginning of the Trump administration saying, look at how biased CNN is. And he has, I think, largely won that argument, at least with his side of the people, but he hasn't won the argument with the left. We need an objective standard, and I think the objective standard needs to be free speech. And I think we need to agree in principle that censorship is bad, even when it's done by a corporation. We've got a lot of people who are Republicans and a lot of people who are libertarian in their outlook. And these are libertarians who don't really seem to be able to understand what's going on in the real world. You know, it's kind of like when we're doing weather projections or climate projections or whatever. We have a model, right? And we should be able to take a look at what is actually happening in real life and compare that to our presumptions. Well, you know, if I do this and or if these conditions are present, then I think we're going to get this kind of weather. That's what real weathermen do. They're constantly trying to refine their models to predict the weather. Of course, it's not so easy for the people who are predicting long-term climate change over decades, many, many decades, because they don't have any way to get that feedback there. That's one of the reasons why I question their science. Because it's difficult enough for the weather people to do that. But if you've got an economic model or some projection as what you think is going to happen if you do this or that politically, then you might want to take a look at what happens in the real world. So when you have Cato and you have Reason, you have other libertarians who come out and say, well, you know, I'm all for open borders. I'm for free trade and so forth. Well, you might want to look at what's happened over the last 25 to 30 years of that or more in the case of open borders. We've already seen the situation. What happens when you give amnesty to people who thumb their nose at our laws and didn't come here legally? You give amnesty to them, and all it does is it creates more illegal immigration. So that hasn't worked, number one. Number two, we never saw the backside of that. You remember the bargain was, we'll give amnesty to the people who are already here, who came here illegally, and then we'll start enforcing the borders. Well, they never did that part of it. And if you want to take a look at free trade, so-called free trade, as Ron Paul said, free trade doesn't require a 1,000-page agreement. You just say, well, we're going to have free trade. When you got a 1,000-page agreement, that is not free trade. That is managed trade. And then the question becomes, who's managing that? Is that being managed by us and one other country? Are we doing that as a bilateral agreement? Or is this some kind of a multilateral agreement that is going to be imposed on us or at least administered by a multinational organization that isn't accountable to us, some kind of supranational globalist organization. See, that's the real world consequences of this. And we know after decades of this what it has done to our economy. So shut up about free trade. It didn't work. We've done that experiment. It's just like socialism. We've done that experiment too. We've taken a country and we've cut it in half. Same people, same culture. Same work ethic, same overall IQs, cut it in half, and you have one half of the country go down a communist path and the other half go down a free market path. We did that twice in the 20th century. We did it with East and West Germany, and then we did it North and South Korea. And look at the results that we got in both of those experiments. One of them still going, in case you don't remember, Germany, East and West Germany, you can take a look at what's going on. The difference between North and South Korea right now. We should learn from these experiments. And we've had the same kind of experiment by having free trade. And all these people, the Koch brothers, the Cato Institute, Reason, all these people telling us, oh, it's going to be great because you're going to have slave labor in China producing all your goods for you. You don't want to do those jobs anyway, right? We wound up with no jobs. We wound up becoming slaves, too. That's the path that they have for us. That's why they're now talking about the precariat. You know, we've got to do something about that proletariat that's losing their jobs in every industry very soon and at every level, from blue collar to white collar. How? What are we going to do? Oh, we can put them on welfare. We'll call it universal basic income. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic, friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Eric Peters. Again, Eric writes about cars, he writes about mobility, and he writes about liberty. You know, you can't have liberty without mobility, but we don't seem to value either of those too much anymore, and we don't seem to be valuing cars that much either. I talked at the beginning of the broadcast about how we don't really have our ability to defend ourselves as secure as many people may think. It is hanging by a bureaucratic thread. We know that the bureaucrats are constantly shaving off one thing here and another thing there, turning this part of that fundamental God-given right into a privilege and on and on. That's the way it happens, death by a thousand cuts, and they are doing that with cars. And it's easier, actually, to do that with firearms than it is with cars, because we don't have the kind of universal ownership and use of firearms that we do of cars. I've even heard a lot of people say, well, you know, we have these arguments that Firearms are just too dangerous. But look at the number of people that die from automobile accidents. And we're not banning cars. And they were making that argument 5 years ago. I haven't heard that argument for a couple of years now because I think people realize that this is already on the horizon. As a matter of fact, a lot of people don't realize this is already happening in a lot of places like Germany. But Eric had an interesting article, and I wanted to get him on to talk about this. It's the only place that I've seen this talked about, and it's a couple of weeks old at his site, epautos.com. A great place for reviews of cars, as well as how does transportation fit into the overall scheme of our freedom. And Eric was talking about a very unusual situation in France. You wouldn't really expect the French to take the lead on freedom of anything, but they do here, don't they, Eric? Thanks for joining us.
David, thank you. Yeah, it's both ironic and tragic that you'll find that in countries other than the United States, increasingly the average person enjoys more freedom, more in the way of everyday freedom, than we still have available to us here.
And this is a good case.
This is a good case in point. In France, I found out by happenstance that you can drive. They have little micro cars over there. They call them voiture sans permis, and all that means is a car without a permit. And you do not have to have a driver's license. You don't have to have any special anything. You can just get in and drive it. Now, these are little urban cars. They're similar to, if you remember, the old British mini cars. Morris Minors and things like that. They're primarily used by people who haven't got a lot of money or who don't want to spend a lot of money on a car, or by young people. You can be as young as 14 and drive one of these things. Of course, in this country, you know, you have to be at least 16, and then they micromanage you all the way up to the point that you're 21 before you get, you know, before you get the full state permission to be able to go out on the road and drive.
Wow. And how is that working out for them? I mean, are they dying on the roads left and right?
Well, very interestingly, I looked into that as well. And as it turns out, the equivalent fatality rate over there is actually about half of what ours is.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. And as you point out in your article, they can get amenities like air conditioning. So these are very cheap cars. They only go like 30 miles an hour, so they got a clip on how fast that they can go. But they can get amenities, as you point out, like air conditioning and stereos and stuff like that. But they aren't required to have airbags and a lot of mandated expensive safety equipment like people have here.
Right, and that's why they're affordable, and that's why young people, teenagers, can afford to buy them. You know, even if you wanted to buy one new, most of these things cost less than the equivalent of $10,000 in American money.
Wow, wow. And that's one of the things that you talk about frequently, how we have a bureaucracy that is constantly putting on safety equipment, a lot of it very doubtful in its efficacy, things like airbags. I mean, we got an epidemic now of people being killed by the Takata airbags, and they're saying, well, you can't take them out until you can get them replaced with something that is non-defective. And we saw this at the introduction of airbags, where they were killing women and children because they had been adjusted for the average male, and it was too much force, and so they were dying from that. And we've had studies that show that although a seatbelt does reduce casualties significantly, that having airbags and a seatbelt doesn't do anything at all. As a matter of fact, if you don't wear your seatbelt and you have an airbag, then the casualty rate goes up. And yet the expense of this, and you've talked about this before when you've been on the program, if you have an accident and your airbags get deployed and you've got a used car, it's likely that that's going to total your car just to replace the airbag.
Sure. And to get to this Takata thing, it's even worse than that. They don't allow you, if you can use that word, to even put in a temporary cutoff switch or to temporarily disable this known defective, known dangerous airbag. Think about that. This is the only instance that I know of in the entire history of NHTSA or DOT where you've got vehicles that are known to be defective, that have a potentially lethal design problem, and the government will not permit people to deal with that until they go through some sort of authorized protocol. So they're out there on the road forced, in effect, to drive these cars. You bought the car. You spent $30,000 on the thing. It's your only way to get to work. What are you going to do? You know,
again, if people don't know if their car is affected by this as part of this recall, you better look it up because this is something that happens in warmer climates, damper climates. These things have degraded over a period of time, and they can just go off in your face as you're driving down the road, and it's like having a metal mortar mine explode into your chest and face. That's why it's killing people when that happens. And yet they won't allow you to turn that off.
That's right. And it's a lot of vehicles. I think the figure is 30 million vehicles worldwide. And, you know, it's not just Toyota or Honda or the Japanese manufacturers. It's also some of the American manufacturers and German manufacturers that Takata supplied these bags to pretty much the entire industry.
Wow, that's amazing. What do they have in terms of, let's go back to this French thing, because
yep.
I think this is a model we need to talk about
yep.
here. Where's the congressman that's going to come up and get the feds off of our back when it comes to something like this? Because we have a program here in this country that is deliberately biased towards stopping younger people from being able to have the freedom of mm-hmm. a car and the aspiration of that, because they want to stop this car culture. If you stop the car culture and the widespread use of cars, and people understand, okay, well, 30,000 people maybe died in cars, but we understand how that happens, and we also understand how it's not all that common, and we're not going to give up our right to be able to move around. But they want to stop people. They want to pacify mm-hmm. them, and they have to start with the younger generation. So what is the situation with the insurance there? Because that's a big part, as you've written, about driving kids out of the car market, is how expensive insurance is. Do they have to have insurance in France?
Well, not necessarily, not for these cars. There's very little paperwork associated with it. And one thing that I'd like to talk about that I think is very important is that probably the greatest safety measure that you can undertake is to inculcate skill, and skill is a function of experience. And if you get a kid behind the wheel, even in a little microcar, when they're 14 years old, by the time that kid is 18 years old, he'll have 4 years of driving under his belt, and he'll probably be a much better driver than an American 16-year-old kid who isn't permitted to drive.
That's a great point. We focus so much on making the world idiot-proof. And it's like, well, let's try to make people not be idiots. Let's give them better driving skills. Let's focus on making them better drivers and giving them more experience. And when you look at this situation, you know, by making the car slower, that means that if they make a mistake, they're less of a threat to other people. And they also have a safer environment there than if they were on a motorcycle. I mean, the motorcycles don't have airbags, but these people, even though they're in a small car without airbags, they still have metal around them.
And also, because these cars don't have ABS, anti-lock brakes, they learn to maintain safe following distances, because they know that if they don't, they're going to eat the bumper of the car ahead of them. I've been doing this long enough that I've noticed that since the advent of ABS, when it became standard in the 90s, people in this country tend to tailgate and drive yep. in a much more aggressive and inadvertent way, because they think, well, you know, the car won't skid. All I have to do is let the ABS take over.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they don't learn how to they just leave it up to the system. And that's the whole point. Everything is about pacifying you and about, you know, nannying, you know, being the nanny state, as you point out, uncle and his fatwas constantly putting prohibitions on people. All right, stay with us. We're going to be right back with Eric Peters. And again, you can find him at epautos.com. Folks, it is ultimately down to our freedom when we talk about our ability to move around. That's one of the reasons they don't want you to do that. And it's also about them exercising total control over your life. That's why it is important for us to talk about these issues. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions,
We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. That literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's just purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off right now.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Eric Peters. Again, his site is epautos.com. He talks about trends in transportation. And folks, it is very important that we maintain our ability to move about freely. We don't have a constitutional amendment protecting it like we do our ability to defend ourselves with the Second Amendment or our free speech in the First Amendment. And look at how those two things are under attack openly. And there is nothing in the Constitution that says, hey, you know, we have a right to be able to go wherever we want, whenever we want. Nobody at the time of the founding of this country thought that there would be any impeding of that. And yet, Thomas Jefferson said that cities are a threat to the health, the wealth, and the liberty of man. And they still are. I've got an article here from just a couple of months ago. 80% of renters can't afford to live close to work. And yet, as they look at this, and this is one of the reasons why we have suburbs that the urban planners hate so much. They are looking for ways to keep us locked up in the cities, and that's really what is behind the subsidy of electric vehicles and the push for this. Now, Eric just had an article at epautos.com talking about how the Chrysler 300, a cash cow, they've already amortized the expenses of this thing a long time ago, something that they sell quite a bit of. Chrysler has announced they're going to discontinue that, even though the marketplace wants it. Why are they doing that, Eric?
Well, for a couple of reasons. The first is the fear of a potential significant increase in the current corporate average fuel economy mandate, which is currently about 35 miles per gallon, up to potentially 50. Even if Trump holds things in check, if Trump is not reelected, And then after his second term or lack of a second term, whoever comes in imposes a 50-mile-per-gallon fleet average requirement. There's no way that a big rear-wheel drive sedan with V8 and V6 engines is going to make that cut. And that's important because the manufacturers face huge fines from the federal government for not complying with CAFE. Those have to be passed on to the consumer, to the buyer. So the car becomes economically untenable on those grounds. And the second reason has to do with this new push to do something about the greenhouse gas emissions of cars, which is CO2. And the only way to do that is to either eliminate the internal combustion engine or put in a very small internal combustion engine. And again, this is a big, heavy, rear-wheel drive American car, and you can't put a little engine in a big car like that.
And so they are forcing this on the American people. One of the things that I'm very concerned about, we saw a lot of rapid changes in the Trump administration, for the better, rolling back insanity like this, these CAFE levels that have been ramped up by Barack Obama. We saw a lot of pushback against that by Scott Pruitt. And it was almost like the outrage of the day about Scott Pruitt. Sometimes they would complain about his policies. They would say, how dare him say that we have to show our data? I mean, we're just allowed to come up with these fatwas left and right, and we don't have to show you any of our scientific data to prove anything.
Yep.
And he was saying, we want to see the research if you're going to make policy out of it. But it would be things like that, and then it came after him on a personal level. Now that we've had him ousted, we've got another guy that's taken his place, and I haven't heard a lot of outrage from the left, and that worries me.
It worries me also, and it should worry everybody out there. There is no natural market for these electric cars that are being forced on the public. You hear nothing but adulation and adulatory coverage of electric cars whenever you turn on the TV or open a newspaper, but the fact is that they comprise less than 1% of the market. And the majority of them that are sold are in places like California and Arizona, where there are particular subsidies and particular mandates. The Nissan Leaf, which is one of the better-selling models, they sell about 1,500 of those. Now, that's a brand-new model, 1,500 of those every month. Brand-new electric vehicle, all the latest gee-whiz bells and whistles. The Chrysler 300 is a vehicle that hasn't been updated much in more than 10 years, and they're selling about 3,000 of those every month.
Wow. Wow. Twice as many. They've already covered their cost, and it's what the people want. And they're getting these cars that they're buying half as many of. Those are heavily subsidized by the government, and still people don't want them.
Exactly right. The 300 is one of the last of the breed. It's one of the very last, along with its cousin, the Dodge Charger. Big American cars, big four-door sedan, rear-wheel drive, lots of room, lots of power, the kind of car that most American families grew up with in the 60s and the 70s and even into the 80s. And that has been systematically extinguished, not by the marketplace, but by government regulations.
Talk about how they cook the books on calculating the equivalent mile per gallon of the electric vehicles.
It's almost impenetrable. If you look at the window sticker of a hybrid or an electric car, you'll see this thing called MPGe. And that is arrived at by a very, very recondite formula that supposedly combines the fuel economy delivered by the internal combustion engine, if we're talking about a hybrid vehicle, and the hybrid side of the drivetrain, the electric motor. And it makes a lot of assumptions about how often you're driving on electricity versus how often the internal combustion engine is operating. And I've driven a bunch of these vehicles, and none of them come even remotely close to delivering what it sounds like they're going to deliver. You look at the sticker and it'll say 84 MPGe or even 60 MPGe, and realistically it winds up being 30-something overall mileage, because for the most part you're not going to be operating on that electric motor unless you're not moving or you're moving very slowly.
And when you look at this, they're saying, well, okay, when it's on operating off of electricity, there are zero emissions. And that's not true, because you have to have that electric power generated somewhere. And there's very few places that have renewable energy on the grid. You can put up a solar array in your backyard and have a battery backup for it that is it's still going to be the most expensive part of your system. It's still not a solution for them to have renewable energy on the grid that they can store for the off moments, because the renewable energy, like solar or like wind, comes and goes. And
that's
so
right.
They ignore the fact that this is being generated at another site. I mean, it's absolute insanity. They think that electricity is just free.
Sure. And the stuff that's coming out of the smokestack of a utility plant, even the stuff that's subjected to the latest emissions control standards, it's significantly more per gram, if you want to use the vernacular of the EPA, than what's coming out of the tailpipe of a car. In the net, in the aggregate, current IC cars are so clean, they're probably cleaner in the aggregate, if you include everything from the smokestack in the package, than these electric cars are.
So what we're seeing here in the United States is we have a regulatory regime that is gradually putting bureaucratic tyranny on us to take away our choices, just as we started out talking about how they have arbitrarily decided what you're going to drive and when you're going to drive, at what age you're going to be allowed to do that. Now they're taking a look at the way that we propel ourselves, because they don't want us to have cars that last, cars that have a long range of drivability. In Europe, we're already seeing outright bans. We've got hybrids are going to be banned along with petrol and diesel cars in 2040 in the UK. They're bragging about that. In Scotland, they're making it illegal across Scotland to park on pavement if you got if you don't have a low emission, you know, you've got certain low emission zones that are being set up there. Mm-hmm. They actually charge people more to park their diesels. Even if the diesels aren't turned on, they charge them like an additional £10 a day.
Yeah.
To try to have a diesel in the UK. We're going to see that eventually in the US, but right now it's taking the gradual approach that people don't understand, and it's coming from the bureaucracy, typically from the EPA.
Well, that's just it. I think it's very important to harp on that, that this is not an organic market-driven thing that's mm-hmm. coming up from the grassroots that is being expressed by people who prefer this sort of thing. It's being decreed to them by an elite in the federal apparatus. And I think it's also worth noting that most of these elites themselves are not inconvenienced by this stuff. You know, a lot of the higher-up echelons, of course, are driving around in armored SUVs that get 8 miles per gallon, if that. And think about their carbon footprint versus yours.
Yeah, that's right. And so what they're doing is they're making it difficult for us, because they've always hated, the urban planners have always hated this. The CEO of Lyft used to be an urban planner, and he wrote a manifesto essentially talking about how cities are the best thing ever invented by man and cars are the worst thing. Well, if that were true, we wouldn't have had the mass migration to the suburbs that these urban planners hate so much in the 1950s.
That's true, and it's also, I think, very telling that the background that you just elaborated about the Lyft guy is never mentioned when you read a profile piece about Lyft, and in fact, the opposite. It's always implied that this guy and people like him are mobility saviors. They're going to make it easier and cheaper for everybody to get around, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah, yeah. So you see the types of articles that are coming out today. We had a couple of different articles talking about how wonderful 5G is going to be, and then talking about how get used to walking. It's going to be so much healthier for you to walk. And that's even what Google calls it, Smart City Sidewalk Labs, because they're going to put you on the sidewalk. You're not even going to want to ride in that Google clown car that they're creating. Got way more better things to do than get in that thing. Thanks for joining us again. Eric Peters, epautos.com, a great source of information about your freedom and about your mobility. Thanks for joining us, Eric. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients: Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health drinks on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Well, this is now breaking. Rod Rosenstein is going to be resigning. This is an exclusive from Axios. It's just been reported. Rod Rosenstein said he is going to resign. Good. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. And of course, this is was going to be my next thing to talk about today. I wanted to talk about the updates on Kavanaugh. And we just talked to Eric Peters about the assaults on your freedom when it comes to your ability to move and travel and live where you wish. They want to force you into the cities. Transportation is a big part of that tyranny. Really, your car is where the rubber meets the road when it comes to liberty. But I wanted to get to this this information that broke over the weekend about Rod Rosenstein. It was put in the New York Times that he had made comments, maybe I should wear a wire, maybe we should look into the 25th Amendment, which is the amendment that is there to say, well, if somebody is mentally incompetent or incapacitated or whatever, we can remove them. And he had made these comments, according to the New York Times and according to multiple sources of the New York Times. And then as the days went, that was the beginning of the weekend, as the weekend progressed, people pushed back on that, said, oh, he was just joking. And others said, even if he was joking, he needs to be fired for saying something like that. And as Zero Hedge pointed out, if President Trump doesn't fire him for this, we can't imagine what he would fire him for. Well, fortunately, he doesn't have to fire him. If Axios is correct, Rod Rosenstein will resign. And, of course, this came out late on Friday. The New York Times came out with a story. And in the story, according to the New York Times, sources were briefed on Rosenstein's plans or learned about it from files of former FBI Director Andrew McCabe, who was fired after being disgraced by an Inspector General investigation. Now, according to the New York Times, they said several people described in the episodes insisting on anonymity to discuss internal deliberations. And what they said was it wasn't clear how determined he was about seeing these comments through. Though he did tell Mr. McCabe that he might be able to persuade Attorney General Jeff Sessions or John F. Kelly, who was then Secretary of Homeland Security, now White House Chief of Staff, he might be able to persuade them to mount an effort to invoke the 25th Amendment. So according to the New York Times, this all happened during the spring of 2017, shortly after President Trump had fired James Comey. And if you remember when that happened, and it was announced, I think it was Stephen Colbert announced it to his audience or some. I think it was Stephen Colbert who announced it to a crowd. And they immediately started applauding. And goes, no, no, no. You got to understand, this is a bad thing. They hated Comey, too. People on both sides hated the way Comey was conducting himself during the election. But then it became a partisan issue. And as President Trump said, well, look, Rod Rosenstein, who has taken over this area, he's the one who wrote up all this stuff about James Comey. So Rosenstein, according to this New York Times article, was very angry. He said, I felt like I was played by the president. Well, maybe you were, Rod. Or maybe he just told people what you'd said. Anyway, he grew concerned, says the New York Times, that his reputation had suffered harm and wondered whether Mr. Trump had motives beyond Comey's treatment of Mrs. Clinton for ousting him. A determined Mr. Rosenstein began telling associates that he would ultimately be vindicated for his role in the matter. So I was like, don't get at me and don't get mad at me. I'm with you guys. I'm not with Trump. So he's very upset that his memo, where he laid out problems of the actions that Comey had taken, Rosenstein was very unhappy about the fact that that memo was made public by President Trump and showed that there was a justification to fire Comey, because he thought that put him in with Trump, and he's adamantly opposed to Trump, in case you didn't notice. And he wanted all of his friends in Washington to know that he hadn't switched sides. He was still opposing Trump. That's why I think this was real. And that's, I don't think if it was just a joke, I don't think Rod Rosenstein would be resigning. Again, that is being reported by Axios. We'll have more information on that on the other side. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, I wanted to talk about this. It happened on Friday after the show, it was a morning show, after the show had been recorded. We saw the revelations coming out of the New York Times talking about Rosenstein proposing that various people wear a wire and monitor President Trump so they could try to invoke the 25th Amendment. He said, maybe we can get Jeff Sessions to help us, or John Kelly, and so forth. That was reported by the New York Times. And then over the weekend, they started to roll this back. And I want to put this in context. But we've now had breaking news coming out first from Axios, saying that Rod Rosenstein has verbally resigned to the chief of staff, John Kelly, in anticipation of being fired by President Trump, according to a source with direct knowledge. The source said he is expecting to be fired, so he plans to step down. In other words, you can't fire me, I quit. And he is on his way now to the White House. That's being reported by multiple news sources that Rod Rosenstein is making the trip to the White House. And I only hope that he is wearing a wire at this point in time, because I would really love to hear what President Trump has to say to him as they have that final meeting. Of course, Rosenstein has been at the center, long time deep state guy, long relationships with Mueller, with Comey, with all these deep state characters there. And as we've been reporting, somehow he got into the deputy attorney general position. Jeff Sessions recused himself from all this. That put him in control of this investigation, which has not produced anything other than spinning the wheels in Washington to try to slow down President Trump. There is nothing there. And we all know that now after several years. We've even had Bob Woodward say, I know there is no collusion because I've spent 2 years investigating this. Well, so has Mueller. And he should step down. And again, they play semantic games. Well, he's not a special prosecutor. He's a special counsel. So you don't have to have the special prosecutor law. Remember, they put in a special prosecutor law. They had an act, and they had a defined process. And they said, the way this is going to work is if somebody thinks that there's some kind of a crime going on and the Justice Department can't honestly investigate it with normal channels, we will set up a special prosecutor. That special prosecutor, the process for that appointment will be that they will come before the attorney general and they will say, here is the situation and here's why we don't think that it can be prosecuted through normal channels. And then the attorney general will appoint a three-judge panel. That three-judge panel then will be the ones in charge of running the investigation and appointing the special prosecutor. So the three judges then will appoint the special prosecutor. And then on a regular basis, and I forget what the time was, but it was like, let's say, once a month, they would have to report to the special prosecutor, would have to report the progress to that three-judge panel, and the three-judge panel would decide if this is something that needed to continue. Now, none of that happened under Rod Rosenstein. Because we don't have that law anymore. They got rid of the special prosecutor law in 1999 because both Republicans and Democrats agreed that it was an abuse of power. It wound up with a situation where you are investigating a man and not a crime. And that's exactly what we have seen. There is no collusion. There is no specific crime. That's the way that this thing should work. If you're going to get a search warrant for things, you should go, even if you're going to go to the FISA court, you should say, well, we've got evidence of a crime, and we want to specifically look at these individuals at this place for this crime, this specific crime. None of that happened. And there wasn't any three-judge panel. It was simply Rod Rosenstein who appointed his friends. And there was no oversight of the investigation. There was no evaluation of whether or not this investigation needed to continue or not. It just had a life of its own, and Mueller is going to decide when he's going to end this. So this whole thing has been rigged from the beginning. That's why when all this information came out from the New York Times Friday evening, this was so important. As they point out, he was very upset to tell all of his friends in Washington, hey, I'm not the guy who took down Comey. President Trump is saying that I did, but oh, no, it's not me. I'm with you guys. And so, as the New York Times points out, during their discussion, Mr. Rosenstein expressed frustration at how Mr. Trump had conducted the search for a new FBI director as well, saying the president was failing to take the candidate interviews seriously. Mr. Rosenstein then raised the idea of wearing a recording device, or a wire, as he put it, to secretly tape the president when he visited the White House. One participant asked whether Mr. Rosenstein was serious, and he replied, animatedly, in other words, with animation, that's a weird word, animatedly. He was animated when he said, yes, I am. Now he's saying, he said over the weekend, a couple of days, oh, it was a joke. It was a joke. Mm-hmm. But according to the witnesses that were talking to the New York Times, he was very animated that about the fact that he was very serious about this. And then he said, if not him, then Mr. McCabe or other FBI officials interviewing with Mr. Trump for the job could perhaps wear a wire or otherwise record the president. He goes on with that. So he goes, well, I could wear a wire. Are you serious about that? Oh, yes, I am serious about that. Well, if it's me, then maybe we could have McCabe or somebody else who's going to interview for FBI director. Maybe they could wear a wire. We got to get this guy, right? And the New York Times says, this is not somebody that is sympathetic to President Trump. The suggestion itself was remarkable. While informants or undercover agents regularly use concealed listening devices to surreptitiously gather evidence for federal investigators, they're typically targeting drug kingpins and mafia bosses. Except in this particular case, the mafia bosses are in charge of the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the NSA, and the CIA. They are the mafia bosses, the deep state bosses. In the end, the idea went nowhere. Then New York Times says one source insists that the statement was sarcastic. Get video clip number 7 right. One source says that the statement was sarcastic and was never discussed with any intention of recording a conversation with the president. Oh, really? Well, what if it was a joke? Well, Representative Stephen Scalise had this to say. What if it was a joke? Here's what he had to say.
Should Rosenstein be fired?
Well, if these allegations are true, absolutely. Even if it was a joke, there's nothing funny about making those kind of accusations. Let's get to the bottom of this. It's one more thing that we've got to dig deeper into, but it shows you there's some real problems over there, some bad apples that have to be rooted out.
Okay.
Again, when you put it in the context, as the New York Times did, the fact that Rosenstein was angry about the fact that his memo had been used as justification by President Trump to fire Comey, as if we needed any more justification after what the entire what we had seen, both sides, the entire political spectrum, the entire country had seen from James Comey. He didn't need any additional justification, but he said, hey, look, Rosenstein said this, and he was furious about that. And it was in that context that he made those comments. But then he says, oh, no, I was joking about that. And then he went on, he disputed the account, and he said, based on my personal dealings, and he said this over the weekend, he got played again by President Trump trying to protect this job. He says, there's no basis to invoke the 25th Amendment. And, of course, there isn't. But what he did was he just sabotaged that whole line of attack against President Trump in order to try to salvage his job. Now you got Rosenstein on record saying that there is no basis to this, as you've got people like Maxine Waters out there screaming for the 25th Amendment or whatever to be invoked. I think maybe we need to add a 25th Amendment for congresswomen like Maxine Waters. Is she out of her mind? Can we get her removed? A lawyer representing McCabe told CNN and the Times that his client had documented his conversations with Rosenstein in a series of memos, which he later turned over to Mueller more than a year ago. We never heard about this, right? However, a set of memos was left at the FBI when McCabe departed. So his explanation, McCabe's lawyer's explanation, is Mueller's known about this for over a year. And after McCabe left, those memos got into hands other than Mueller. And then it got to the New York Times. So the question is, did McCabe send that over or did somebody else grab that? He is saying he has no knowledge of how the media got those memos. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe it got out of the clutches of Mueller. And now Rosenstein is resigning.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off right now.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Rosenstein's gonna go, and he's on his way right now to be fired by President Trump, or as he puts it, resign. I hope he is wearing a wire right now, because I really want to hear this conversation. I've been talking about the information that came out Friday from the New York Times, talking about how upset he was that his memo was used as justification to fire Comey, as I said before, as if we needed any more justification to fire Comey. And then, in a peak, what appears to be a peak of anger, suggesting that he wire a wire and record President Trump so they could try to use a 25th Amendment against him somehow. Or, if not him, then maybe McCabe, or maybe Jeff Sessions, or maybe somebody who's interviewing, going to be interviewing for the FBI director position. And it was memorialized by McCabe. And then it went to Mueller over a year ago. And then just recently, some of those memos, apparently, according to McCabe and his lawyer, were left behind, and somebody got them and turned them over to the New York Times. And now, the rest is history. Or we should say, Rosenstein is history. And so we had over the weekend, we had Alan Dershowitz had an interesting comment about this, because we already heard from Steve Scalise. He said, look, even if this stuff was a joke, he still ought to be fired. And Alan Dershowitz had this to say. Let's play video clip number two.
So, if he did it, he has. Now we need to have a hearing to determine that. There needs to be an FBI investigation or an investigation by the Inspector General. Let's call witnesses, the people who are in the room with him. Let's find out what his tone was. Let's find out if there were any memos. You know, he's not categorically denied it. He just said, I never followed up on it. Mm-hmm. I never implemented it.
Yeah.
But if he said it, you know,
I never pursued or authorized recording the president, and any suggestion that I've ever advocated for the removal. So you're right. It leaves a lot of room that I never advocated. Well, but I thought about it. Or I raised it.
Or I raised restriction. Yeah. If I were a lawyer and cross-examining him on that statement, wow.
You're licking your
chops. He also said, he goes on to say that he doesn't feel like, in his experience with the president, that he ought to be impeached.
Well, no, he said he shouldn't be subject to the 25th Amendment. Mm-hmm. The 25th Amendment obviously is inapplicable here. 25th Amendment was designed to prevent what happened to Woodrow Wilson. He had a stroke and he couldn't govern. Or temporarily what happened to Ronald Reagan. He shot. He had to turn over the vice to the vice president. It wasn't intended to remove a president who you disagree with his policies, who you think the White House is in disarray.
Right. That's so he's saying that he thinks
unconstitutional.
Exactly. That's what the 25th Amendment was for. Somebody that's incapacitated, not somebody that you disagree with. You don't like their management style or whatever. Oh, he's crazy. I don't, you know, look at the comments that he made on it. You know, I tell you, I want to look at the way that the debates were run between Ted Cruz and Robert O'Rourke, the Irishman who thinks of himself as a trans-Hispanic. He identifies as Hispanic, so we should all treat him as such, and we should go with his adopted new name, Beto. Give me a break. This guy is the Rachel DeLisle of the, Rachel DeLisle was the woman who identified as being black, actually tried to color her skin, plaited her hair and so forth, and got a position in the NAACP, and she was white. She even changed her name. Well, Robert O'Rourke has done the same thing, but going to Hispanic, because, it just doesn't work to play identity politics if you're Irish anymore. I guess there was a point in time that you could play that as identity politics, if you were up in Boston, where there's a lot of Irish people, it was to your advantage to be Irish, but not in the areas of Texas where Robert O'Rourke is running. There, you want to pretend that you're Hispanic, and even if you are not Hispanic, the Democrats will give you a pass on it. But I bring all that up because as I saw the debate, it was just one nonsensical question after the other. Well, what do you think about the Pledge of Allegiance and the flag and the NFL kneelers and all this other kind of stuff? And what do you think about the Me Too movement and Kavanaugh? And what do you think about our dreamers? You know, they're not going to talk seriously about immigration policy. They're just going to put it in the context of dreamers. All of this was this emotional, evocative identity politics. And it was all these hot button issues that CNN gets so angry with President Trump for talking about. You shouldn't talk about any of that stuff. Well, that's all they want to talk about. It's all the mainstream media, legacy media wants to talk about. And Trump understands that because he's in tune to all of that. And so Trump is not going to get into the details of these individual policies either. He's going to hit them where they are living, and that is in the emotional aspects of it, because there is a truth behind all that. You know, you go out and you do this NFL kneeling. And, to a degree, I don't agree with what either of the candidates said about that, because I think there really is a problem of excessive use of force. I have no doubt about that. I cover this all the time. Something needs to be done, and the police departments need to reform themselves. On the other hand, they're not totally evil either. There's a lot of good police officers. The good police officers need to make sure that the bad police officers are taken off of the streets. But you have the Soros people who don't want that to happen because they want a war between the black community and the police department. So they don't want any solution to that. So they have the protesters out there say, this is only going to be about black people. It's not going to be, we're not going to let any white people into this. And we're going to go out here and we're going to kick the cat. We're going to attack the military who are out there. They, when we have the Pledge of Allegiance and we respect the military and so forth, we're going to attack them. And it doesn't solve the problem because they don't want the problem to be solved. But President Trump understands that. And he is, when they come after him with this 25th Amendment nonsense, it is nonsense. They talk about, he comes after them in a soundbite way on Twitter. And as one reporter said, his supporters take him seriously, but they don't take him literally. The press take him literally, but not seriously. I thought that was genius, but I would change that slightly. I would say the press does take him seriously, and that's why they want to attack him by taking him literally. And we all understand that this is a rhetorical device when he's out there. It isn't anything that fits into the 25th Amendment at all, as Dershowitz said. But Dershowitz went on to say, let's call witnesses. Rosenstein said he wasn't serious about this. Let's call some witnesses. Let's find out what his tone was in that meeting. Let's find out if there were any memos. Oh, well, it turns out there are memos. There are memos at the bottom of this. And it turns out that Rod Rosenstein doesn't want to have witnesses called. He doesn't want people talking about what the tone was. Let's just give up and go away. So the report is that he is now verbally resigned to the chief of staff, John Kelly, and he is on his way to tender his formal resignation to President Trump. And I just wish I could be a fly on the wall or that we could have a wire of that meeting. That would be the ultimate here. Because as we saw last week, I thought it was absolutely amazing that President Trump comes out on Monday of last week, a week ago, and he said, I want an immediate declassification without redaction of all this information that was involved in getting these search warrants and so forth. And the Department of Justice, which is under Rod Rosenstein, because remember, Jeff Sessions, I don't know anything about this. I'm not having anything to do with this. This is all Rod's baby here. So Rod and the Department of Justice and the FBI and so forth were saying, well, we can't come up with a timeline of when we'll finish this, and we can't publicly speak about that, and we don't know when, if that's ever going to happen.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
In Texas, it's David Knight.
Well, I'm very excited, very happy that Rod Rosenstein is going. And let's just go back to a week ago when President Trump said, I want this information that you guys have been hiding. I want it declassified without redaction. And the FBI and the Department of Justice and all these people around Rod Rosenstein said, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think we can offer a timeline for finishing this. And we're not authorized to speak publicly about this because it's a sensitive matter anyway. That's what they told Bloomberg at the time. And as Zero Hedge pointed out, the agencies are likely to cite national security concerns. Of course, everything is a national security issue, except that it's not about guilt. It's not about bad people. It's about interesting people, as Michael Hayden said, as I play every day. Agencies are likely to cite national security concerns over revealing classified sources and methods pertaining to the Russia investigation. Again, if you are concerned about protecting sources and methods, maybe you should send Hillary Clinton to jail, because it was when her emails were hacked, when she was traveling to Russia with unprotected email accounts, when the Chinese had put a piece of software on her personal server that sent them a courtesy copy of every email she received and sent. And of course, much of what she received and sent was instantly classified above top secret because it was private conversations that she had had as Secretary of State with other heads of state. And all this stuff was being sent as a courtesy copy to the Chinese government. And at the same time, they were rounding up some of these sources of information in China and executing them publicly. And it all stopped when Hillary Clinton stopped being Secretary of State. So you want to talk about protecting sources and methods? Where is the concern in the security state with even protecting their own, let alone you and I? They're not even they're certainly not concerned with our safety and security. And they're not going to stand up and protect their own people. Forget about Benghazi for a moment. I mean, these are fellow CIA informants and other people, and you're not going to stand up for them? And they didn't. And so they said this puts them in direct conflict with Trump's order, as Rod Rosenstein and the Department of Justice and the FBI says, no, I don't think so. I don't think we're going to declassify that. According to Bloomberg, and this was last Wednesday, so on Monday, Trump says declassify that stuff without redaction. They said, I don't think so. And so on Wednesday, according to Bloomberg, the Department of Justice was interpreting Trump's request to include information about the use of confidential informant spy Stephen Halper during the early stages of the Trump-Russia investigation. So they're interpreting what he wants. I think really what he means is this, because we're not going to do that other thing. And then at the same time, also on Wednesday, you had John Brennan, ex-head of the CIA, encouraging the deep state to defy President Trump's declassification order. He went on MSNBC on Tuesday. So Monday, Trump says declassify this without redactions. Tuesday, Brennan goes on, defy them. Wednesday, they say, we're defying him. Rod Rosenstein and others. And then this little bit of background information that we got over the weekend. The UK begged Trump not to declassify Russia documents, citing grave concerns over the Steele involvement. According to the New York Times, President Trump ordered a wide swath of materials immediately declassified without redaction on Monday, only to change his mind later in the week by allowing the Department of Justice Inspector General to review the materials first, exactly as the DOJ and the FBI demanded. Others are reporting, the Times reports that the UK's concern was over material which includes direct references to conversations between American law enforcement officials and Christopher Steele. The UK's objection, they say, was they didn't want to reveal his identity in an official document, despite the fact that it is now public knowledge everywhere. They would note, they said in the Zero Hedge article, however, that Steele's name was contained in the Nunes memo. So again, it was an official document that went out. Maybe that's why they were so upset about that. But again, when it was declassified without redactions by President Trump, what did we see? We saw documentary evidence of what we all already knew. We all already knew about Christopher Steele, and we knew all of the information that was in that Intelligence Committee summary, but it was important that we see that. And it was also equally important that we see that there was nothing there that compromised any sources or methods. Unless you're talking about the source and methods being British collusion with the CIA, the London-Langley axis, that the British government, not the Russian government, was colluding, and the British government was colluding with the deep state establishment and the Democrats against President Trump. Not that the Russians were colluding with President Trump against Hillary Clinton. No, the real collusion was with the British. Steele had extensive contracts with Bruce Ohr and his wife Nellie, and also with Fusion GPS. We all know all of that. And the fact that this was pretty much all of this stuff, folks, happened on UK soil. As a matter of fact, old John McCain had to go to the UK to bring back or send somebody to go get that back. He then personally shopped it around Washington. But he sent one of his assistants to the UK to get the Steele dossier and bring it back. But it wasn't just that. It was also the stuff that was done by Halper, luring in George Papadopoulos and telling him he had dirt on Hillary Clinton, and Halper getting over $1 million from the Obama Pentagon for research, quote-unquote research. Over 40% of that, $400,000, was granted before and during the 2016 election season. And so, as Zero Hedge points out, it's understandable that the UK would prefer to hide their involvement and the witch hunt against President Trump, since much of the counterintelligence investigation was conducted in the UK. They meddled in the 2016 U.S. election by assisting what appears to have been a setup, a coup, from the very beginning. And I don't think it ends there, because there are connections to Christopher Steele and Sergei Skripal, the double or triple agent, Russian agent, who was poisoned, not with nerve gas, but he was poisoned nevertheless with BZ gas. And he was somebody that had, as in his capacity as a double agent, had been working with Christopher Steele and another agent as soon as he was recruited, and still had contacts with him, according to a lot of people. Now, President Trump also said last week, very prophetic, he says, exposing the corrupt FBI probe could be the crowning achievement of his presidency, and also exposing the corrupt Department of Justice. There's a great deal of corruption in the Department of Justice. We've talked about this and how corrupt the Department of Justice has been in the Bundy trial, in the other trials that have to do with land use, corrupt in the Silk Road trial of Ross Ulbricht. And how they continue, even after they've been exposed by whistleblowers, they're still trying to reopen that Bundy trial. The corruption runs deep in the Department of Justice, and something has to be done. And this is very good today that we have Rod Rosenstein standing down. As Trump also said last week, and I'll remind you of this as we talk about the resignation of Rosenstein, I don't have an attorney general, said Trump. The FBI is a cancer in our country. And understand, the FBI is a part of the Department of Justice, a very corrupt part of the Department of Justice. Bob Woodward saying, no evidence of a Trump-Russia collusion. I searched for 2 years. But, folks, there is ample evidence of a deep state United Kingdom collusion against President Trump. That evidence is everywhere. And so we saw last week Comey coming out and say, well, I think the Mueller probe is in the fourth quarter. No, it is in double or triple overtime, Comey. Maybe we're in sudden death. And maybe that sudden death is going to start with Rosenstein's resignation. And we're going to see more of this unraveling. Again, the other news headlines just remind you, last week, McCabe and Strzok caught destroying evidence during their final days at the FBI. And now there's an investigator, Huber, U.S. Attorney out of Utah, John Huber, has been selected by Sessions to examine Republican claims of FBI misconduct. So now he is going to be running a grand jury, from what some people are saying. About time. And the Rosenstein better get far away. Maybe he should go to the UK.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in next to it. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases. like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's just purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off right now.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Got a lot of news that I haven't covered yet. I want to get through. I want to talk about what's going on in the EU, as well as the effect that having free speech, and that means your speech, this is a civil rights issue. It is the civil rights issue of our time, because this isn't simply about a free press. That is a distinct and different thing from the free speech of the people. And when they come after the speech of the people on social media by censorship, and we can all pretend that this is something that's being done by the largest corporations that the world has ever seen, and that's just fine. That's the tack that many of these doctrinaire libertarians will take. But I say to them that censorship is bad regardless of who does it, and I am not happy with the fact that you've got the largest corporations in the world doing this. I'm not happy with that. I'm not happy with the fact that only they get free speech. I think the solution lies in less regulation. We've got the government demanding more regulation. The EU is saying, we're going to have you take this down. When we flag something, it's going to be taken down within a certain time period. Now, we're not going to be definite about what is prohibited speech. We're going to be vague about that. But we're going to be very definite about the amount of time that you've got to censor this. No, I understand, and these libertarians do not understand, that the censorship is coming from the government. I'm going to lay some of that out for you. But let's take a look at how this is blown back on them now. We've got Emmanuel Macron, whose popularity has now plunged to 29%. In a recent poll, 70% of the people in France disapprove of this globalist. Why? Because of what they know is happening with the migrant crisis. And again, the establishment media there has been very complicit in trying to cover up and hide, just as the law enforcement has when they have massive riots in German towns. The German police won't talk about it. They won't talk about who these people are that are burning the countries down and so forth. They try to conceal that. The press tries to conceal it. The politicians keep telling them, oh, no, no, bring more people in. But they've got the news. And one of the reasons is because they've lived it, but they've also been able to see that it is not an isolated incident in their area, but it's happening all over their country. And they've been able to see that because of the freedom of speech that people have to see and to share articles and to comment on them and to push back on articles that they don't agree with. That is a fundamental human right. And if we don't have that protected by the First Amendment, then let's make an even stronger First Amendment. That's the solution to this. Swedish populists have won so many seats now. Why? Because the immigrants were just burning down their country before this election. So they have won so many seats that they're having difficulty filling all the seats. In Switzerland, voters have approved a burqa ban after two-thirds back a veil crackdown. And then we had Nigel Farage doing what he does best, going after the EU and the and Brussels. And he was defending Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban that the European Union is attacking. And this is what Nigel Farage had to say.
What's really happening here, Mr. Orban, is they're just updating the Brezhnev doctrine of limited sovereignty. Yep. There's no point pretending in this union you're independent. There's no point pretending you run your own country. And Article 7 is the new method of adopting that. They want to strip you of your voting rights. They want to stop giving you European funding. And all of it because you have the audacity to stand up to George Soros, the man who has poured $15 billion all over the world in trying to break down the nation states, to get rid of our traditional forms of democracy. And in Hungary, of course, he spent money to promote illegal immigration into your country, and you, quite rightly, have stood up to him and closed him down. I wish we all did the same. Mr. Orban, you keep saying you want to stay a member of this European Union, but it's not just your country that's been insulted today. You've been insulted today. Time to be more logical. Come and join the Brexit Club. You'll love it.
Come and join the Brexit Club. You'll love it. And again, he began, a little bit of history for people here, he began by talking about Brezhnev and his idea of limited sovereignty, going back to the Warsaw Pact. Remember, NATO was created to counter the Warsaw Pact. What was the Warsaw Pact? Well, that was the countries that had been conquered by the Soviet Union. Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore. The Warsaw Pact doesn't exist anymore. They cobbled them together and said, all of you are going to protect the Soviet Union. All you people in Hungary and Poland and so forth, you're going to be part of the Warsaw Pact. Well, now those people are part of the EU, they're part of NATO and so forth. And it was an idea of limited sovereignty. In other words, they didn't really have a say-so over what they were doing. It was the Soviet Union that had a say-so over what they were doing. That's why when Ted Malik said, we have seen the demise of an evil empire, meaning the Soviet Union, and we're going to see another empire taken down, meaning the European Union. And he was absolutely right in that. And that is exactly what Nigel Farage was comparing it to. And rightfully so. And so we see very important changes being made there. And again, the substrate for all of this, for people understanding what is going on, is having free speech, a free press, a free internet. You can't have any of those without having all of those. And what is going on in our country with immigration? Agents have apprehended 2,000 immigrants in just 3 days at a single border crossing, at one location, reports Breitbart. They got 2,000 migrants in just 3 days. This is a much bigger problem than the establishment has been telling us. A survey coming out of, actually not a survey, it's a study, coming out of Yale and MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. They just completed a study, reports Jonathan Turley, and they doubled the prior estimate of illegal aliens in the United States. Foreign citizens criminally trespassing in this country is not 11 million, which is the number that has been bandied around, but more than 22 million. And again, 2,000 migrants in just 3 days at one border crossing location. And those are just the ones that they caught. How many more did they not catch? Now, the Trump administration has a new policy. They would deny green cards to immigrants on welfare. This is why we need a wall. Why do we have illegal immigrants on welfare? That in and of itself is wrong. And as I've said many times, these dreamers come. That's the very first question. It's part of the Cruz, Robert O'Rourke debate. What about the dreamers? And Ted Cruz rightfully said, well, Americans have dreams too. He didn't say what I have said, which is, what is the American dream? The American dream is owning a home. How do we pay for the free education of anybody who wants to come to the United States and get educated for free at our expense? Well, that is with property taxes, typically. That raises the price of your home. That means that you may not own a home, and you may have to rent something that is far smaller than what you're currently renting now, just to pay for the education of anybody who desires to come here and get an education at your expense. Why should we have to do that? Why in California would they allow the illegal aliens to have a vote on how much money is going to be spent on their behalf when they come here? They let them vote in these elections to determine how much money they're going to spend on education. But you've got Jeb Bush. Thank God that he did not become president. Jeb Bush. Americans are urging immigration controls because they're threatened by a less white United States. Well, I'll tell you what, if Jeb Bush is an example of white America, I don't want a white America, but he's not an example of white America. He is a traitor to America. Take a look at this, for example. We got, is this a threat to white America? We got a twice deported illegal alien sentenced to no more than 16 years in prison after he killed NFL Indianapolis Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson. Edwin Jackson's black. So do you think that maybe illegal aliens who can come here without any background check and do whatever they want, even after they're deported multiple times because we don't have a wall, they can come here, they can go on welfare, they can get educated for free, criminals can come across the border, not a problem. Jeb says it's because it's white people feel threatened. Well, maybe black people should feel threatened if this guy is going to get no more than 16 years in prison for killing this black NFL linebacker. Yeah, it's a problem for everybody, quite frankly. But Jeb says, oh, it's a matter of race. That's why I say there is no difference between the GOP establishment and the Democrat establishment. Jeb Bush playing the race card, the identity politics card. Why? Because he wants to take this country down. He doesn't want us to have any side. This guy belongs in the same basket with Macron. And you talk about this illegal immigrant, twice deported, killing the linebacker, only getting 16 years. We've got a guy who is going to get far longer than that for selling just a few cigarettes illegally. That's how seriously they take it. Got a special civil rights for these people. A guy who stole $600 worth of cigarettes will get 20 years in state prison.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Preglinone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Preglinone base, the real red pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.